This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
What? Give it to you, X. Gonna give it to you. Anyhow. So there's on Twitter, there's a name challenge. I've called Nick Sirianni a douche knuckle. Which I think he is. But James says he's got a better name, a douche canoe. I think I'm going douche knuckle.
I think a douche canoe?
A douche canoe. Yeah, that's what James, I can't pronounce his last name. A douche canoe or a douche knuckle.
I feel like I've heard douche nozzle, too.
Douche nozzle?
I think I've heard of douche nozzle.
You want to throw that into the mix?
No, not really.
Okay, I like Mount knuckles. Rushmore of douche names for Nick Sirianni. I'm just trying to figure
douche
out.
Canoe.
Like, I always try to figure out. What would we do if here, right?
Right.
How would we react?
I don't think
if
we'd be calling
fan.
For his firing.
I think we would.
Really?
Yeah.
Off the six, the whole resume
of
the last 5 years.
All right, so look, the resume is great. From a percentage standpoint,
yeah.
Nick Sirianni is the winningest coach in the history of the Eagles. I'm with you on that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Jalen Hurts, I know people argue this with me all the time, is the best quarterback they've ever had, acknowledging he did not play great this year.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw that guy play money good in not one but two Super Bowls and two Super Bowl runs.
Big game
I
player.
Know that Jalen Hurts, bingo, is a big game player.
He certainly is.
That offense was broken all year, which tells me one thing about Nick Sirianni I do like and respect. Kevin Petula is apparently his best friend. That dude's loyal to his best friend because he had ample opportunity this year to demote or fire his best friend and said, I'm not doing it. Even though the offense sputtered all year long. All right, I think it was the sixth game this year that Jalen Hurts did not throw for more than 200 yards in a game in a passing league. Like, what are we doing?
Mm-hmm.
Right? The offense is broke, as we like to say, which is why I think Eagle fans would be fully supportive of Stefanski, of Harbaugh, of Mike McDaniel, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're not, I happen to have a coaching combination that I think would work very well together.
Is that a fact?
Yeah. You know, everyone right last week was saying that the Raiders are looking to hire Flores as the head coach and Brian Daboll as the offensive coordinator, right?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, that was something that Tom Brady supports, and you know, that they may go in that direction. Brian Flores runs the defense. He's head coach. And Brian Daboll comes in as OC. We all agree.
Makes
smart.
Sense. Yeah.
I got one I think's better. Yeah.
A better head coach, coordinator combination. Okay.
And you can pick which guy's the head coach and which guy is, I guess, assistant head coach, but real more coordinator.
Sure.
I think I've got it. What if I told you Robert Saleh, Mike McDaniel?
Yeah.
How about that combination?
I think they were together in San Francisco.
Before Saleh came here.
Right. I think Saleh's the head coach. McDaniel's the offensive
Fair
coordinator.
Enough.
I mean, that's how I would view it. Yeah. I mean, you would be hard-pressed to find better coaches throughout the league on their side of the ball. Right? We're going to find out about one of them as head coach.
Sure.
Saleh would be the guy I would pick to be the head coach. But he's doing an incredible job in San Francisco. And even with the failures of Miami over the last couple of years, I don't think there's any doubt. Mike McDaniel is an incredible offensive mind.
Okay, so stop there for a second.
I love it.
Okay, play this out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you just said you love it.
Love
it. I heard you say it. Everyone heard you say it. You love it.
I love it.
That I'm a genius. No one else is giving you that. I gave it to you, okay? The Giants somehow, not their fault, don't sign Harbaugh. While they're trying to get Harbaugh, Stefanski signed somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
As a Giant fan, you want a combination of Robert Sala and Mike McDaniel, since you said you love it. How about I give it to you? I'll give it to you high and hard. Is that what you want or no? Yay or nay?
I like it low and slow, but
You just said you love it.
I do love it.
So I'm giving you something you love.
Well,
how's that?
I don't know if I want to bring Robert Saleh back to New York. I love McDaniels, offensive
coordinator. I thought he did fine in New York. He handled himself fine.
No, I know, but it just...
You're taking a jet rerun.
Yeah, that's the only
hard
thing.
Hard for you to do.
I mean, it's really hard for me to do. And I think the fan base is going to have, like, the grace period for that hire.
Nothing.
Is nothing.
I agree.
Like, he gets no grace
you
period.
You want that defense
whatsoever.
To play better, that's the guy to do it. You want that offense to play with a young quarterback, that's the guy to do it.
I could think of worse. I could think of worse.
Yeah.
But specifically for the Giants, I don't love it. Mike McDaniel's offensive coordinator, love it. Robert Saleh, defensive coordinator, love it. I don't know if I love
either. Just not as the head coach.
Nah, I don't think I could do it.
All right, interesting.
But I do like it for other teams.
Yeah,
I think for Cleveland, that'd be a good hire.
Yeah.
Looks good on you. I would never wear it, of course, but it looks great on you.
It looks great.
Yeah.
It looks great on you.
But I think it's a good combo.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Stevie.
That's smart thinking.
Is in Marlboro on the fan. Stevie, what do you got, kiddo? Steve? Come on, man.
Steve.
This ain't complicated.
Come on.
All right, goodbye to Steve. Let's say hi to Mike in Bayside. Michael, you're on the fan. How are you?
Craig's on. Yo, we need to make a show that it's all jingles.
Yeah.
Like the jingle about the news and sports, and then the callers jingle back.
I like it.
Anyway.
I like it. Just a singing show,
that's,
like Cop Rock.
I'm patenting that right now. It's on record.
Done.
But and speaking of weird shows, you want to McGonagall? I called you during the summer. And like you were talking about baseball and stuff, and I'm like, "Hey, did you hear the Pope just died?" And then your show just turned into 4 hours of Pope.
Was it?
I don't know about 4 hours, but
he
yes.
did Pope talk.
No, it did. No. It was like 1:45 when I called you. I was listening at 5:45. It was like a Pope obituary.
Yeah.
I was joking. I'm like, do you think Mike Francesa will come back and do
that's
his shows?
Got
and
it.
Looking
got
at
it. You know what's weird about
that? Because listen. One of my favorite shows, not only was Mike known as the sports Pope, but one of my favorite shows was. When there was a week where we were covering the next Pope.
The Pope.
Like, he would talk about it.
The white cloud.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
every
I
day,
that.
Like, something would come up. We went through the candidates.
Wait, you remember the,
like, Mike covered it like it was a sporting event. And I remember thinking
with the camera on the smoke.
Yeah.
On the little cinder.
I just remember it. I remember it. Yeah, go ahead. You want to talk. Go ahead.
Yeah, Craig, first of all, I'm glad you're back.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm going to admit, I'm a problem gambler. And when I do get out of hand with the gambling, I do... Go listen to some of your shows.
If I can make one recommendation, you might want to just stop gambling if you can.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, let's not go into that. But and speaking of gambling and being frustrated about gambling, I mean, let me tell you what my takeaway is from you and hello, my name is Craig. Never do anything illegal or stupid when you're gambling.
Yes.
And never gamble like more than 5% of your take-home pay. Like, if you just do that, you're probably not going to get in trouble with it.
That's probably fair. You can still have a problem, but you're not going to go to jail.
Yeah. Yeah, like even me. Like, I'm a single guy, 48 years old. Like, it's okay if I... I'm obsessed with sports and gamble on soccer and whatever.
No. I got to stop you there. If you're single and have some extra income to spend, what do you call it? Dispendable.
Yeah.
Dependable?
Expendable? I think expendable.
Expendable?
Expendable income sounds
tough
better
to
me.
If you have expendable income and you're single and you've got your bills paid, I'm not suggesting you can't do it recreationally responsibly. All good. When you cross the line... And start betting on soccer. Talk to somebody. All right? Because there was one night at 3 o'clock in the morning when I thought I was wagering on a Tijuana dog race. I don't know if the dogs existed, but I bet on them. That's when you know you might have a problem.
Right.
And I'll leave it at that.
Tijuana dog race?
Because I don't want every show to be about my gambling pass. I appreciate you listening to the Sunday morning show.
He sounded like
someone
who wanted to just justify his, the way he gambled.
He's like, I know I got a problem, but I mean, Ronaldo was playing. What am I not going to bet 1-1?
Yeah. There's going to be a nil in there somewhere.
Did you know when you gamble on soccer that you can bet on a tie? And so in other words, you can bet win, loss, tie.
Yeah.
So let's say you bet on Real Madrid, whatever, to win. If it's 1-1 at the end of regulation, you lose.
Really?
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's right. I'm just put it out there.
I don't know soccer enough to bet on it.
You know enough soccer, nobody scores.
Yeah, pretty much.
Take the under.
I assume that's always the thing to do.
I wonder if they must have over-unders in soccer. I imagine they do.
I
don't recommend you doing it.
No.
I once bet on ping pong. I don't recommend you doing that.
Really?
Yes.
Where do you even get?
It's called an addiction.
Yeah, no, I understand. I understand.
That's what it's called. That's why it's called an addiction. Because there's no reason
on the other side
to bet on ping pong.
No.
You know, by the way, in the state of Colorado, there's more money bet on ping pong than any sport other than football.
Really?
Yep. How about that?
How does that make sense?
Football's king, obviously.
Right.
But in the state of Colorado, there is more money wagered on ping pong than any sport other than football.
Is there a league out there that's specific to Colorado? Is it something?
No.
Because,
like European ping pong.
Yeah.
Like Marty Supreme crap.
Because ski lodges have a ton of ping pong tables?
No, so it's not even in there. They're betting on somewhere else. Yeah, not like in-state.
Well, I'm saying no, but is that why they love it? Because there's so many,
I don't know. It's probably the marijuana they're smoking, I'm assuming.
Maybe that's it.
Here's it. Mario in Long Beach on the Fan. Mario, what's cooking?
Craig, what's going on? A good show as always. You know.
Thank you.
Just real quick.
Some say it's the best show. I'm not that guy, but there are people already saying it.
Yeah. Two points. First of all, about the head coach, and then I got a great thing to tell you about Ohtani.
Yeah.
Where you hit the nail right on the head.
All
so
right.
First, on the coaching, right? The thing that you said, was it yesterday or the day before about the things that Harbaugh wanted, the four things, the $20 million for him, $10 million for his staff, every personnel decision.
Yes.
And
the GM.
And the last thing.
His own
GM, right?
Yeah.
Now, do we really think that if he wants to come to the Giants, that they're going to fire Shane just because he wants to? And
no.
Here's another thing.
I do think this. I'm not going to hang up on you. What I've been reading from the insiders, and I don't claim to be an insider, I'm not, with the New York Giants by a long shot, is that the rub now on Joe Shane is that Joe Shane is willing to adapt whatever his role is if that's the only way to get Harbaugh in the door. Which means he's a team guy and a company first guy. So there's not, although Harbaugh saying, I want this guy to be my general manager, does not necessarily preclude Joe Shane from being employed by the Giants in some other capacity or co-GM or something like that.
If Harbaugh says, I want final say over personnel decisions, Joe Shane's adaptable to changing his role inside the organization.
Seems like
he'll still be the GM.
Right.
But if we're on equal footing and ultimately you win the tiebreaker, I'll live in that world.
Which, by the way, that happened last year with Dable.
Yeah.
Third round, right? He acquiesced to Dable wanting the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
So he's done
the
it before.
Pick he was willing to give up on.
Yeah.
So
let me give you my Ohtani thing real quick before you hang up.
Yes, sir.
Now, it's very interesting, right? Because you're talking about how this whole thing went down, and I read it. I'm a retired vice president at a bank.
Yes, sir.
One of the things that I used to handle a lot was wire transfers. They said that this interpreter wire transferred the money out of Ohtani's account and made believe he's him.
Correct.
Now, I know the procedure for wire transfers because I was part of it.
Yeah.
There is no way in the world that anybody can make $1 million wire transfer out of somebody's account and not be them. It's impossible. They have all these bells and whistles in there. It's impossible.
I can tell you that, while I respect your experience as the VP of a bank, I can tell you I did it. So I know it can happen. So that when I was being a knucklehead and transferring crazy amounts of money for gambling, I basically signed 50 blank wire transfer sheets, and they kept it in a drawer at the bank. And the bank at no point asked me to come in or verified that it was me calling them to actually fill out the rest of the form. So I think
the money was coming out of your account, though, right?
Yeah, but the reality is that...
No, but there's a difference. He's taking it out of somebody else's account, though. There's no... They just did you a favor because they know you. They said, all right, sign these forms. You don't have to be here. I still know it's you because you're the one who told me to do it. But in this case, he just stole the money out of the person's account. Different set of circumstances.
Yeah, that's fair. That's true. That's fair. But I guess the point I was making is that while there are bank rules for 99.9% of us...
Right.
Depending on how much money you have, how often you're in the bank, and a personal relationship that you create with the bank, there's a small, small, tiny, tiny percentage of people that are allowed or able to do something that most people can't do.
Right.
Now, you're right. What I did, I signed 50 blank wire transfer sheets, but it was all on my own accounts.
Mm-hmm.
So then I'd call the bank up and say, hey, I need to send you X amount of dollars to this casino or that casino or whatever it may have been. Mm-hmm. And normally you have to be there in person and sign the wire transfer.
Right.
They just had 50 blanks right. with my signature on it.
May I also be naive for a second?
Yeah.
Okay, because I understand why Major League Baseball might want to downplay this, and certainly Ohtani would want to downplay this. There was an investigation done by the federal government,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if it's as obvious as this is an impossible thing to do, how did they clear Ohtani? Like, what would the FBI and the federal government's incentive be to just clear Ohtani for
they
no reason?
They have no incentive.
Well, that's what I'm
the
saying.
The reason so, like, he got cleared it, right. is because the interpreter changed the story.
I understand that, but my point is he's saying it's impossible for someone to wire these transfers without Ohtani's knowledge. So why would the federal government clear him if it was impossible?
Well, it's not.
If what happened what is saying, impossible his, to have happened.
In his experience, he never saw it or did
that's
it.
That's what I'm saying.
But I'm telling you that it can be done.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's
I'm
all.
I'm saying the federal government
hey,
said that's
Joe
what
Ohtani.
Happened. Right. The federal government said this guy robbed Ohtani.
Yes, well,
right?
To be
or
fair.
At least they've cleared Ohtani of
to be fair,
lying.
The chronological order, that's important.
Right.
Ipe came out first and said,
it.
I stole the money. Mm-hmm. And then they went to Ohtani. Yeah, he stole the money. So when you have the guy admitting to a crime, the
They're
investigation
not
ends.
That hard? Okay.
Why would you? Right? I got other cases.
Well, because it's impossible to do what he did, apparently.
No, no, but it's not.
I get you.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
You would think it is.
Right.
And maybe the bank he ran, he
it
wouldn't
was.
Have allowed that to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
But he also never had Ohtani's money in his that, bank.
Right.
Right?
I agree.
We've all seen enough movies. Some of them are true. Not all of them, of course, but
Not
some are true.
Them.
Yeah. That, I mean, that's what happens. By the way, you want to be mad at Ohtani? I'll give you a reason to be mad at Ohtani. So over the weekend, they were giving some group of people a tour of Dodger Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, they're like, wait a minute. Is that Shohei Ohtani? Which would be a great thrill, right?
Of course.
You're a Dodger fan, maybe looking at season tickets.
Surprised
and
there.
Whatever it is. And lo and behold, there he is in the outfield. Number 17, the great Shohei Ohtani. But the story doesn't end there, folks.
What'd he do?
Shohei Ohtani thought it was a bark in the park day at Dodger Stadium. And his dog dropped the deuce right there in the outfield.
In front of everyone?
In front of a group of people thinking about getting season tickets.
He does love his dog.
It goes back to what I've said for a long time. Nobody wants your dog on their field or in the section or seat next to them. We all love our dogs. But if I go to a baseball game, I don't want your dog taking a dump on my field or next to me, sir.
There is just something patently ridiculous and funny about the idea of Ohtani, first of all, being at Dodger Stadium in the middle of the winter.
Yes.
And he's just there with his dog, like letting him run all over the field.
The dog's having his way with Dodger Stadium. And then the best part. And I give Ohtani credit for this.
Yeah.
He did not summon a groundskeeper to pick up his dog's mess.
Mm-hmm.
He cleaned it up himself.
Well, that
curb
almost...
your dog.
Total redemption.
So,
he picks up his own dog poop. The guy could pay anyone.
Small dog.
I understand
Small
that.
Dog. Small dog.
Small poop.
Small poop. Big dog.
Yeah, but he could be paying...
Big poop.
Right.
That's right.
But he could be paying someone a lot of money just to pick up his dog's poop.
Yeah, he could have summoned a groundskeeper.
Right.
Clean this mess up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Shohei Ohtani. That's what he could have done. That was just for you.
That was just for me. And I appreciate it.
Thank you. Oh, you're so rich. Here's Rich and Beth Page on the fan. Rich, what's up?
What's up, Rich?
Hey, Craig. Welcome back.
Thanks. What's going on?
Since it was correct Craigie Day on the Indians versus the Guardians, I wanted to let you know that it's not Napla Joey, it's Napla Joie. He was
French. Up.
Have fun, Craig.
Thanks for the call. Don't I get credit for even having it close? Napla Joey, Napla Jay.
Napla
Jay. That was the dude's name.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Right, they were the Cleveland Naps, wasn't that like one of the original?
They were the Cleveland Naps at first, and then they did a fan vote.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to, like, 50s, I guess?
Mm-hmm.
I can be off on when. They did a fan vote, though, and the fans voted Indians. So,
right.
And it was all on the up and up. The issue with the Indians became Chief Wahoo. the caricature.
Logo. Yes.
Because the caricature made fun of Native American, right. like a stereotypical Native American look. The name Indian was not offensive to anyone that I know of.
Right.
It was the caricature of Chief Wahoo was like buck teeth and cartoonish.
Yeah.
So, look, I get that. If you're like, why am I represented by that?
Mm-hmm.
I can respect that.
Yeah.
But now they're attacking like Long Island high schools. Did you see that story the last couple of years? Like you played ball there growing up.
I did.
In what town again?
Franklin Square.
Yeah. So I think it actually, they did get rid of a bunch of the Native American mascots and nicknames.
I think so. I think even Warriors.
I'm not sure which county or both. I don't know.
Yeah, I think if you were just called Warriors and the logo was,
right?
Yeah, like a headdress or something, that was it, yeah.
So, I don't know.
It is what it seems like. It's been like
seems like there's other things you should probably worry about, but what do I know? Tony's in Bayonne on the Fan. Tony, how are you?
How you doing, guys?
Great.
C-Mac, I got to ask you something.
Sure.
All right, so Harbaugh's won a Super Bowl already.
He has.
If you remember back, Francesca would always say when there was a quarter coach hiring going on and there was a winning Super Bowl winning coach available, he always bring up the stat, no coach has ever won a Super Bowl with a second team.
Right.
You know, Parcells went twice, Shula, whatever.
It was always one of the first or second round questions in the Super Bowl trivia.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, it was always. Okay. That was always one of the ones he would ask.
You might have a couple of new questions. I
mean. Yeah, no, he loved that one. That one came up a lot.
That was
yeah, and the guy Schwei would go through every year all these millions of questions that he would write forever,
right.
And then it would be the same three he asked every
Tony,
year.
Tony, I wonder why you asked that question, because you don't think Harbaugh.
Right, because no coach has ever done it.
Break
no
the code
coach
on that.
Has ever won a Super Bowl, gone somewhere else, and went and won a second
exactly.
Super Bowl. Yeah.
That
so the idea is it can't happen. Why bother? He's already won his Super Bowl.
Yeah.
He's not going to win it for another organization.
I got it. Now I got it.
Right.
It took me a second to catch up to that.
Mm-hmm.
It's stupid.
I agree. I mean, it's factually accurate. It's never happened.
It's factually accurate. Okay.
It's not something that would scare me off hiring Harbaugh or another coach who's won a Super Bowl.
You would think that it would have happened, right?
No,
Have you Holmgren, done the research on this?
No, I know. I know.
Holmgren went
and then to Seattle and lost.
That's the Bill Cowher stolen Super Bowl.
Correct. Terrible calls.
I mean, the referees handed that to Jerome Bettis and Bill Cowher.
Yeah.
And while Bill Cowher hates me saying it, he's never won a Super Bowl on merit.
He doesn't like that?
How small that sweatshirt is.
It is right at the belt line. It is. It's right there.
I'm saying. So he went.
If he would have raised his hands.
Hey, belly button.
Yeah.
Nice to see you. I'm trying to think. Who else has come close? Andy Reid's been close.
Right.
But he obviously didn't win with Philly.
He didn't. He went to the Super Bowl and then won with
Kansas
City.
Right.
There's others. Dick Vermeil went to the Super Bowl.
Went in 80 with Philly,
yep.
And then won with the Rams,
yeah.
But didn't win both.
There are others.
I guess you're right.
Parcells won with the Giants, went with the Patriots.
Right.
There are a handful. I'm trying to think. I think there's others. But no one's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Never won with two franchises.
Jimmy Johnson didn't.
No.
Just thinking about guys that had success that, you know, were at multiple places.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a good little stat.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean it can happen.
No,
like, at some point, you figure someone's going to break the code on that.
Right.
Maybe it'd be Johnny Harbaugh and the Giants.
Let's do it.
There you go.
I'm excited.
Well, like, he dodged a couple bullets this weekend.
Well, I think that's the main...
You may have dodged all three.
Like, that's what, as a Giant fan, I can tell you, I went to bed, like, figuring on Saturday. I'm like, well, I mean, I think Green Bay's opening up. And then Philadelphia and all the noise around that. I was like, geez, I mean... Other than Buffalo, the three we were really concerned of, two out of the three lost.
Yeah.
And Green Bay in disastrous fashion. So the idea that we got the news, I don't know, sometime around 8 a.m., 9 a.m., that they're looking to re-sign him, I mean, that was great news.
I wonder this. Maybe I'm alone. It's certainly possible.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if Green Bay had an owner, is there a greater likelihood after that debacle and fourth quarter collapse against a hated rival, who, as we said on Friday, had not beaten the Packers in a playoff game since 1941, the week after the Pearl Harbor attacks.
Mm-hmm.
If there was actually an owner and not a community-led type of scenario like we have in Green Bay, don't you think there's a greater likelihood that LaFleur would be on his ass today?
I guess. I mean, right? There's no doubt. It's a brutal loss, and Bears.
If you own the Packers, you'd be like, enough of this crap. Seven years, we haven't won a title, and he just embarrassed us in Chicago. I think if they had an owner, mm-hmm. I think he's gone. I do.
Maybe. I mean, it's enough. There's no question. There are owners who would be pissed off enough.
I'd be like that.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah. Like, if you were an owner,
we also will turn
what
around.
What kind of owner would you be? Would you be the kind of like.
An excellent one.
Nah, I'm not talking about that. Would you be more of a George Steinbrenner type owner?
Mm-hmm.
A Mark Cuban type owner? Or a Rooney type owner?
Hmm.
Like, totally patient, I'll stick through the bad times because I believe you are the guy. Or would you be more of the hothead, you're fired, get out of my office? Which guy would you be?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I would be the hothead.
No?
I think I'd be more...
So McAdoo would still be the Giants head coach if you're the owner?
No, McAdoo wouldn't still
he would
be
not?
The coach.
You sure?
No, yes.
Okay.
Just pretty sure about that one.
Checking on that
pretty
one.
Sure about that one.
Yeah?
No, see, I guess that's not true because I wanted everybody fired other than Brian Daboll.
Yeah, you're very quick to fire coaches. You are very quick.
Me?
Yeah, no regard for the wives, the children, the reputation, the family.
None of that.
You are very quick to pull fire trigger.
Well, I think the minute I have a firm belief on what the coach is capable of, like, I don't think the upcoming season and what is on the horizon for the New York Jets, that Aaron Glenn is the right man for that particular job.
You and I agree.
So I would move on from him. Not because I think he's a bad guy or can't become a good head coach. I think the specific need and the timing of what's about to happen with the New York Jets, he has shown me no reason to have any faith he could be that guy. So I would move on from him.
Yeah.
Like, even Brian Daboll. I at least could point to something. I knew they were going to be drafting a young quarterback. That's what he did in Buffalo. That's why he was hired. They never really gave him that opportunity. That's why I wanted to let him have that opportunity. I don't know what you could argue with Aaron Glenn. And as far as LaFleur or any of these other coaches we're talking about, Sirianni, I could tell you right now, I would never fire him. Never.
If you're the Eagles owner.
If I'm the Eagles owner, I'm not even considering it.
Okay.
He considered it
2 years ago.
Like, unless I literally have had...
Almost did it.
Unless I've had dealings with him that I don't know.
Right.
But I view him as some
sort
of...
Or he's bad for the franchise
right, if
publicly.
I just think,
that kind of
if girl. I honestly believe your assessment or the people who tell you, like, that he's not a really good football man, then my conversations with him...
Knuckle.
Right.
That's
in my conversations
assessment.
With him, it's impossible to get along with him. I think he's a bad guy or a bad head coach who's been skating off of the labor and fruits of my excellent GM. I mean, maybe, but from a distance, his resume over 5 years, I don't know how you can ask more from any of
them. Okay, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
If you were the Jets owner,
yes.
Would you have signed Bailey Zappe today?
No.
See?
I would have sat one out.
A good owner.
What's the rush to sign him in this
like,
corner?
Oh, my God, we can't get Bailey Zappe.
For everything. Like, why? Why? He's not going to play.
I agree with you.
He's not. They have no
intent. Dude,
intense.
I agree 100%.
There's no chance of him being
the
Giants.
He was with the Browns this year, right? Browns practice
Kansas,
squad?
Wasn't he Kansas City?
I think he was with the Browns. I think the Browns brought him in because there's that one point where they elevated him.
The picture I saw of him was with the Kansas City uniform.
I mean, I could draw a picture and put him in a Cowboy uniform. Like the picture I saw.
Oh, he was with the Browns.
Another sports point over here. Boy, I'm killing you right now.
You're killing me.
I won week one and winning week two.
He was with Kansas City for both teams. He was with Kansas City for both teams. He was with both teams this year.
Royals and Chiefs?
Kansas City and Browns.
He's the new Deion, huh?
Yes.
All right, we got to take a quick break. 888-808-1019. If you're tired of dealing with neck pain, backaches, even sciatica, stop messing around. Go see my guys at Samwell Institute for Pain Management. You know who they are. Dr. Shah, Dr. Koh, Dr. C. DePara. They got offices in Colonia, Englewood, and Livingston. And here's the best part. Non-opioid, minimally invasive, non-surgical treatments, real solutions that can actually get you back to feeling like yourself again. Don't just take my word for it. 5-star reviews are in the thousands. Trust Samwell. Turn to Samwell Pain for relief. Go to samwellpain.com. That's samwellpain.com.
We're coming to you live from the Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Operating engineers, Local 825, are the men and women who make our region move. Whether it's roads, bridges, or your favorite team stadium, they build and maintain the critical transportation, water, and energy infrastructure we rely on. That's why their advocacy organization, ELEC, the Engineers Labor Employer Cooperative, fights for those priorities every day. That's ELEC, representing the signatory contractors and the hardworking men and women who build New York and New Jersey.
White horse riding off into the sunset, kind of love you want to wait for. Hold on tight, girl, I ain't there yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I ain't there yet.
Call now.
Hey there, yeah.
Be the fifth caller.
That's right.
At 866-540-WFAN. That's the fifth caller at 866-540-9326 for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see my main man, Chris Stapleton. We call him Chris Stapes. Mm-hmm. All-American Roadshow at Northwell Jones Beach Theater, August 26th. I think it's a Wednesday night.
Wednesday night.
Wednesday night at the old barn, as they call it.
Sounds
courtesy
good.
Of our friends at Live Nation. Tickets don't go on sale until January 16th at 10 a.m. So you can win them right now, courtesy of Live Nation. He just played Florida this weekend as the makeup shows. He had a little laryngitis and some type of virus a few months ago, so he was down there.
Me and the wife saw him at Bethel Woods up by me.
Bethel Woods!
Which is now, it's on the kind of near where Woodstock. Yeah.
Yeah.
We saw him there. That was a great show.
No, does anybody open for him or he just goes right on?
I think there was an opening act.
Yeah?
God knows if I remember it. But
Chris Stapleton live, I've been fortunate enough to see him twice, is to me like Tom Jones in this way. The voice live, perfect.
Yeah.
Pure.
Never seen Tom Jones.
You should see him before he dies. He's getting up
there. Is he still performing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
God bless Tom.
He does, I guess he does like the casino route, that kind of thing. You know, smaller rooms, 4,000 people. Right. Tom Jones has the single best voice I've ever seen in person.
Does he get Depends thrown at him now? Or?
Yes, he does. Yeah. Yes, he does. Mm-hmm. By the way.
It's an easy joke.
All ages. All ages.
Yeah. Still.
Yeah, I took my wife's grandma to see him years ago. And we brought an extra pair of undies.
Yeah, sure.
So she could throw it up on the stage. She did, too.
Oh, she did.
Those old broads love them some Tom Jones. They want him to get them pregnant. That's what they do. And he might. I don't know. I like
impressive.
Tom Jones.
No, anyway. I like Tom Jones, too.
So weekend of football. Quick question for you, sir. You can only pick one. Which team looked the best?
Which team
looked the most Super Bowl ready? So we're going to take
that's actually a tough one.
Yeah, good.
That is a tough one. That's a good question. Look at you with these tough sports questions.
So, right,
I thought you were going to say which game I like
so
the most.
So defensively, you probably have to say New England.
Yes.
Failed the Chargers to 3 points.
I just don't trust the Chargers at all. And the offense didn't look that great.
Buffalo, of course, with the hard-fought come-from-behind win against Jacksonville.
Actually, I would say the most impressive performance to me, and they lost their tight end, but it's the 49ers.
San Francisco.
Yeah.
San Francisco, I think they're like a prohibitive underdog against
Seattle,
who they beat week one, and then, of course, took it on the chin a couple weeks ago. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they're in a tough matchup. I still think the Rams are the team that's going to end up coming out of it.
See,
I think for whatever reason, the Panthers are a tough matchup. They played them well the last time they met.
They beat them.
They beat them. That took a lot of turnovers, but I could see them finding their footing now and being as dangerous as any team.
Yeah, I would lean towards the Rams with you also. Bless you. The reason San Francisco is so interesting is that they've got a similar pedigree. mm-hmm. right? Any year that he's made the playoffs, they've gone to the NFC Championship
game. He's a good coach.
Yeah. So it's weird. Like, losing Kittle's huge. They don't tackle great.
Mm-hmm.
I probably lean Rams.
Yeah.
Not, yo, tonight's game pending.
Right.
Like, if the Broncos put a 30-3 shellacking on Pittsburgh.
Texans.
I'm going to feel, pardon me, Texans. I'm going to feel very good
yep.
about the Houston Texans, which yep. I already like. They were already my pick when the playoffs started.
Mm-hmm.
I have the Texans against the Rams in the Super Bowl, just yep. so you know.
No, good call. Listen, I agree with you. Tonight they have an opportunity to prove that they are as dangerous in the AFC as any team. But we'll see what the... I'm a little nervous about it. Something about Tomlin as a home dog. You got Aaron Rodgers. You got Metcalf coming back. I don't know if I trust that Texans offense. They really don't have much of a run game. I still think they're the. I mean, there's a reason they're favored by three, and I think they should be. And that defense, you could argue, is the best unit in football right now. And I don't know how Pittsburgh goes down the field, even with Metcalf back. But we'll see. If they put a hurting on them, and it's not even a game, they will come out of the weekend looking like the best.
I think there's a better chance the Steelers don't score in this game than they score double digits.
Hmm.
I think the Texans' defense is that good.
It is.
And they're playing that good the last month, too. Like, they are the best defense in football.
Oh, no doubt.
So it's interesting because I know a lot of people want to say Chicago to that question.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
But for three quarters,
yeah.
they look terrible. And by the way, I know Ben Johnson's now the toast of the NFL, well-deserved.
Mm-hmm.
He turned the program around. They make the playoffs, home playoff game, division champions, and they beat a hated rival in week one. But five fourth down attempts
mm-hmm.
in, like, the first half, and you missed the first four of them?
Yep.
Like, at some point, make a decision that helps your team win the game, not a decision that gives the Green Bay Packers a 40-yard field to go score a touchdown.
If
he would have cost them that game had the Packers won that game.
100%. If the Packers just are, you know, anything short of inept in the second half, they lose that game, and that's the talk. The talk is Ben Johnson, great offensive coordinator, had a great year, but completely embarrassed himself in his first playoff game.
That's exactly right.
That's the storyline, going for it on fourth down, setting up easy touchdowns
yeah.
in the first half. Disastrous.
I thought Dan Campbell was the coach. It seemed that way. Here's Sue in Center Reach on the Fan. Sue, good morning, afternoon. How are you?
Good morning. Hey, Craig. Hey, Chris. How you doing?
Hi, Sue. How are you?
Well, you have a lovely speech.
I'm good.
She does. She sounds very
well,
smooth.
Thank you.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I appreciate that. Normally, I'd be calling about the Yankees, but it's football.
Can you do me a quick favor?
We are so close. Pitchers and catchers, February 11th. We are less than a month away from baseball. I'm excited.
Sue, could you do me a solid?
And we've done nothing.
Yes, we've done nothing.
Could you just say in a very soft, melodic tone, oh, you're the pizza boy? Why don't you come in?
Oh, you're the pizza boy?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take. With the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
DSW. birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, why don't you come in?
Exactly what I wanted it
Not
to be.
Not bad.
Well played, right Sue. Look at you. Well played. Right, what's on your mind today?
Extra anchovies.
Exactly right.
Good segue into my question. With Robert Saleh, why are we in such a rush to make him a head coach again?
Because the Giants need a head coach.
They're going to get Harbaugh.
Yes, they are. I like Sue. I'm just ready for Yankee baseball. Harbaugh's going to be the next Giant head coach. Sue's got it right.
Let's play out the possibility as much as you don't want to imagine this happening. Harbaugh gets a better offer. He decides to go somewhere else, whatever it is. All right, let's say Stefanski's like, I don't want to be a second fiddle to anybody, so while the Giants' job is a great job, I don't want to be leftovers. I'm not doing that. And all of a sudden, you don't have a head coach, and I'm giving you Robert Saleh and Mike McDaniel as a duo coming here to start leading the New York Giants. You don't want that?
That's my only choice?
If you were given that
Mike
choice.
McCarthy. I'll give you Mike McCarthy.
Right.
I don't like Mike McCarthy.
Okay. So, Saleh, McDaniel, yay or nay? Like it.
All right, I'll go
or
yay.
Spike it.
I'll like it.
There you go.
He talked her into it.
There you go. She's got it.
He talked her into
See? It. See? And so, by the way, I know you're giddy today.
Yeah.
I know you're giddy.
A little.
Green Bay's extending LaFleur.
Yeah.
The Bills didn't lose.
Yes.
Thus far, it looks like the Eagles' biggest change is a new offensive coordinator. We'll wait till after he meets with Lurie today or tomorrow, whenever that meeting happens with Nick Sirianni, like it did a couple years ago, okay? So I know you're giddy, and I don't want to rain on your parade. But I'm giving you an option.
Mm-hmm.
I'm giving you a solution to a problem you might very well have a week from now. You don't have a head coach, and the top two candidates are gone. Saleh, McDaniel, the prodigal son, returns home to do what he couldn't do with the New York Jets. I can write the story now.
Well, I mean, no doubt. If you can promise me McDaniel, which, by the way, he's getting interviews all over the place. He's getting interviews all over the place.
It's obnoxious. No joke. Yeah. He's interviewing at every single
every
opening.
Single one,
and that's not an exaggeration.
Head coach, offensive coordinator.
He had three
interviews for everything
today.
Yeah.
It's obnoxious.
All right. So, but say Desperate. That's the first of all. One thing is a sure, right?
Go.
Saleh has to leave behind the all gas no brakes. Can't bring it to New York.
He owns it.
I don't care.
But he owns it.
He
trademarked.
Sell it.
Okay.
Because it can't.
I mean, Matt LaFleur stole it from him.
No.
But fair enough.
The Giant facility. Can't have all gas, no brakes,
no.
And all over
he
the place.
He needs a new saying.
He needs a new saying.
Okay, I'll
That's the
that.
First thing.
I'll give that to you.
Got
to
get
in
rid
the
of
contract.
Out.
All gas, no brakes.
Out.
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 Go.
The Giants could do worse. I honestly believe that. The Giants could do worse.
I agree.
I don't think it's a bad hire.
I think it's a great hire.
I don't know. But
matter of fact,
I do like the combo.
I encourage
I think he's
you to
a really
hire
good.
I think it'd be great for you guys.
I
think you guys getting Robert Saleh and Mike McDaniel.
I know what you're doing.
Two guys that were not accepted in the AFC East. Two guys that maybe weren't given a true opportunity with a real quarterback to have success, because I don't think two is any good. Two playoff appearances, lost both games.
Mm-hmm.
He only played in one of them. He didn't play the Bills game. That was Skyler Moore.
Yeah.
I think you guys, matter of fact, if I'm you guys, I don't even interview Harbaugh. I go right to Saleh.
Why are you doing
it? I go, that's what I do.
Why are you doing
Great idea. I want Saleh, and I want McDaniel. Tag team it. Perfect.
I like McDaniel with the offense.
Yeah.
I like him as the offensive coordinator. If they're going to hire a defensive head coach, no matter who it is, I would love that hire as the offensive coordinator. 100% bought in. But you're trying to do this to me. It's not happening.
Why not?
John Harbaugh is coming.
I think Stefanski doesn't have too much pride to take a job offered to someone else first.
Nonsense.
Why nonsense?
Because
if I'm your
job.
Second choice, I'm not your choice.
That's ridiculous.
I want to go to a place that woos me, that tells me I'm their number one. I know Harbaugh is their number
he's
one.
He's the second choice everywhere he goes right
Harbaugh
now.
Harbaugh ain't going to Tennessee.
Did you see the report this weekend?
Harbaugh is not going to Tennessee.
Diana Rossini reported that Harbaugh spent the weekend focusing on film of two quarterbacks. Jackson Dart and Cam Ward.
Yeah, because they're the only second-year quarterbacks
he doesn't know that
are looking
well.
For a head coach that he doesn't know well.
Right, yeah.
Right.
But why, if he's not taking the job, why look at him?
He's not taking the Tennessee job, Ace.
I agree with you. He's taking the Giant job, but...
But if he doesn't, Stefanski's gone. Bye-bye. Think about self-respect. No, if I'm Kevin Stefanski, I'm a two-time coach of the year. Mm-hmm. I'm second fiddle to no man. So if you want to talk to Harbaugh, matter of fact, forget we had a meeting. Forget we had dinner together. I don't want the Giants job. If you want me, I'm available.
They've already talked to other candidates.
Yeah, it was for the Rooney Rule. You know
not
that.
All of them, no.
A lot of them.
They've already got Lou Anarumo is going to be interviewed.
He's not getting the job.
He's going to be interviewed.
Neither's this Rizzo guy.
Yeah, Rizzo.
None of these guys are getting the job.
R-I-Z-Z-O.
It's a stupid interview. You know that.
It's stupid now.
Yeah. You're interviewing Lou Lamoriello?
They're all...
he ruined the Islanders.
He ruined the Islanders. Listen, let me tell you something right now. Yeah. It's over. Come to grips with it.
I hope you get him.
No. Come to grips with it. He's going to be the next Giant head coach.
Well, I've got bad news for you.
What's that?
John Harbaugh just tweeted something out.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
Personally, from his own personal account.
John Harbaugh, the guy you think is your next head coach, is cheating on you. He's playing footsies with the Falcons. He just got out of his interview with the Atlanta Falcons. You can look it up
and
all you want.
And he tweeted it. I just had a great meeting with the Falcons.
Love everything about Atlanta.
Wait, listen, it was reported earlier today that those are like perception around the league.
Why would you interview in Atlanta? Come on, man.
They have a decent enough team.
They suck.
Well, I don't disagree. And the quarterback situation, again, I'm not worried about them.
I'll show you how much the Atlanta Falcons suck. And I hate to use that word because it's a strong word.
You've used it a lot here.
And there's kids coming home from school. Mommy, daddy, what does suck mean?
Yeah.
Well, let Uncle Craigie tell you. Here's what suck means in NFL parlance.
Son, I've been married for 25 years. I have no idea.
That's very good. Yeah. Well played. Yeah. Here's what suck means in the NFL. Are you ready?
Please.
If the Atlanta Falcons had simply beaten the New York Jets, they would have won their division. And the Jets
that is correct.
Would have had the number one pick in the draft. Let that play out for a second.
Fortunes.
That's how bad the Atlanta Falcons are. If you're Johnny Harbaugh, his mom calls him Johnny.
Johnny.
If you're Johnny Harbaugh, are you going to coach a team that lost out on a division title this year because you couldn't beat the Jets?
No.
I want no part of that death machine.
Well, I mean, look, in all seriousness, no. I agree with you.
Correct.
He's coming to the Giants, but because the quarterback situation.
They don't have quarterback there.
Bingo.
They don't.
Bingo.
Their best quarterback's 90.
Their best quarterback is 90, and even their young quarterback is
80.
Is old for young quarterbacks.
Right.
He can't stay healthy.
That's correct.
And he hasn't played all that well.
I told you.
Nah, listen, he's coming to coach Jackson Dart.
What a great visit I just had in Hotlanta.
He's coming to coach Jackson Dart.
I just got stocked
in
Home Depot.
Did he really tweet that out?
He did.
Did John Harbaugh put that out?
Why would I make that up?
I don't know.
Just to bother you?
Yes. Today? That's been your mission since we opened the show.
You're in a good mood?
I was in a good mood.
Yeah, well. Atlanta.
I'm sure he's going to interview other places. He's coming to the Giants.
You may have heard from Patrick Ewing, the strip clubs of great wings there. Atlanta's a good place
Atlanta's
to
a great place to live.
Atlanta's
I'm sure it
Buckhead.
Is.
You live in Buckhead.
I'm sure it's great. He plays in a lousy division that just won their division 8-9.
You raft down the Chattahoochee River there.
Mm-hmm.
You drink a couple of bottles of moonshine, and you tell your friends and family, Atlanta's a better place to live than New York City. Have you seen our mayor? Just saying. I guess he can live in Jersey. Have you seen their governor?
He's going to be the head coach of the New York Giants.
For your sake, I hope it's true.
He is going to be.
I hope it's true.
They are putting on a full court press.
I would rather hire Saleh and McDaniel, but
if you want the guy that won the Super Bowl, fine. Stop it.
You're kidding.
You wouldn't rather.
No, Harbaugh's the guy.
Harbaugh's the guy, he's going to be the guy.
You might not get him, but...
And if it's not him, it's Stefanski. That's where we're at.
I'm just going to say this.
Jackson Dart told us.
He don't know what's going on.
We all know.
He's too busy with that blonde right now. I'll tell you this.
Mm-hmm.
Harbaugh's the guy.
Yeah.
All your chips are in that basket.
100%.
But I'll tell you this with life experience. If you don't get Harbaugh, you've lost Stefanski. I'm just saying that.
I disagree.
Okay.
I disagree.
Okay.
That's how good the Giant job is. That's how good it is right now. I honestly believe that.
Second fiddle.
He doesn't care about that.
Second fiddle.
He wants to go somewhere we can win. Okay. He's got to win. When these guys go right from job to job, you better win. He's going to want the best situation. The best situation, believe it or not, is the New York Giants.
You don't think that? That just out of curiosity, do you think or do you not think that Harbaugh's agent and Stefanski's agent have reached out to Howie Roseman and the Eagles just to say, hey, listen, if you make a move, we'd be in there tomorrow to interview? That seems likely, right?
I suppose.
That's what I would do if I was their agent.
I would think agents are reaching out to every team.
Yeah.
I'm sure the Green Bay Packers.
And the reason I say
call?
That is this: Harbaugh, I believe, is having meetings Wednesday and Thursday.
Yes.
With the New York Giants, I think he even acknowledged that, right? Yep. You better have him signed before he leaves here on Thursday. I know we talked about that last week with Stefanski. Yeah. I feel the same way. If Harbaugh leaves New Jersey and does not have a deal signed, you're not getting him, and then you lose him and Stefanski.
I don't. One, they're not losing both.
So you come right back to Saleh,
yeah.
McDaniel. That's the answer.
I don't know if I agree with you can't let him leave the building. That would be ideal. Ideal is he just signs, clearly. Yeah. But,
You know what he wants? $20 million a year, check.
Right.
$10 million to my coaches, check.
Are we still
check.
On that? Are we still on
yeah.
that? I know he's your guy. Yeah. I don't know.
That's
don't
a
know.
Fact. That's reported as fact. That is a fact.
I don't know.
Yes. $20 million a year for him, done.
Right.
$10 million for the staff, done.
That's done.
Final say in any personnel arguments, done.
Right, final say.
And I get to pick my GM.
Yeah.
Done, 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 and done. Done and done.
Yeah,
There you go.
All right, well, okay. All of those things the Giants will give him. Even if it's still Joe Shane.
Yeah.
He's going to have final say. Joe Shane will adapt. We talked about it. Joe Shane will adapt to what he needs to. He's the one leading the search. He's the one in contact with him. He's well aware of what needs to go on inside the organization if they're going to get John Harbaugh.
You think when he goes to the facility, didn't they cater that? Or is that just like conference room, lots of water?
No, I'm sure
you think they bring in like Tilercios and Harold's from Edison and your top.
I don't think they're giving him heroes, bigger than his mouth with, fried raviolis on it.
What would you cater?
But I think...
Like if you're
small thing.
Little. Sushi? You go sushi on that?
You find out whatever Harbaugh's into.
Like you go fried chicken?
Yeah, I don't know. Little finger food sandwiches.
Finger food?
Yeah, maybe a fruit plate. He's a healthy guy. Fruit plate, salad bar, small things.
I think you cater it. I think
you go out to dinner the night before and you buy him whatever he wants. And
of
then,
course. But that's like a steakhouse, Italian restaurant
type
deal.
Yeah.
That's easy.
And then the meeting is catered with like light stuff.
Yeah.
Crudité.
I think you got to go better than crudité. I think if you come out with some,
what do you want?
Chopped celery and carrots, and some
with a fruit plate and some small little things. You're not gonna
some random.
What
dip.
Do you think they should have?
I think you lose on that.
You think they should have like sternos and pasta and all this stuff?
I think if you want the guy to be your head coach, you go all out. Yeah,
no, I think it's like
I think you do oysters. I think you do shrimps.
Maybe some. Yeah. I could see like a cold.
Yeah,
a cold bar. Seafood bar.
100% the trio.
Yeah, yeah.
Three sand. Yeah, that's the whole thing. I think you do.
I think it's very subtle.
I think you do stone crabs.
Stone
I think
crabs.
You do shrimps.
Yeah.
Oysters. Yeah. I think I go all in on that. Sushi. Why not?
I mean, why not?
Yeah.
If that's like given to the Giants, that this is what he expects, they'll do whatever.
Yeah. Because here's the weird thing about
it. But I think it's like, more of like a low key.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Then I'm not.
In the building?
Then I'm not signing.
After the night of dinner, I think it's like a low key.
Look, I could buy myself a filet. But if I'm going to your offices, I want the works.
Okay.
I'm going to judge you on it.
It depends on what time. If it's early, then it's a breakfast thing. Bagels, that kind of thing.
Bagels, lox.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, you know what you do?
Mm-hmm.
Omelet station. Yeah,
can
that's
you
what
imagine?
You do.
He walks into the room and there's a guy at the omelet station.
That'd be great. Yeah. French toast guy. Yeah. Mr. Harbaugh, what would you like?
What would you like?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think. Did you see that video?
One protein, three vegetables.
Did
what
you see
you
the
on?
Video? The Patriots, I guess this is maybe their last game of the regular season game. They did like an behind-the-scenes video of the food that the guys get in the morning, like Dave game.
Yeah.
That's exactly what you think it would be. It's an absurd amount of food.
Sure.
And, eggs and sausage and hash browns and fruit and all that stuff. But could you, like, if I'm Johnny Harbaugh and I walk into the Giant facility and there's a guy with one of those big white chef hats and he's at an omelet station. Mr. Harbaugh, how do you like your eggs?
Top notch.
Dude, I'm signing
That's
there.
It.
That's
what
where I'm going.
What a top-notch organization. There's
yeah.
no doubt
or like,
about
have
it.
You ever been to a wedding, they do the baked potato bar. Have you seen that one?
Yes, of course, yeah. The mashed potato bar, yeah.
The baked potato bar is a relatively new addition
I don't know if
to
I've
the
seen,
wedding
yeah,
feast.
I've seen mashed potato bar. I don't know about baked potato.
Baked potato bar.
Nice.
Yeah, and then I went to a wedding down in Georgia earlier this year.
Yeah.
They did a, it's like a southern delicacy. I think it was grits.
Okay.
It was like a grits bar.
Mm-hmm.
Bacon, cheddar.
Yeah.
Scallions, sour cream.
Yeah,
I went back five times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever had grits.
No? Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, I mean.
It's fine. It's not the greatest thing I've ever eaten, to be honest with you.
No?
No.
It seems bland, right? It's like...
No, thus the bacon, the cheddar. Stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. But a grits bar at a wedding.
Well, I can tell you this. Having worked for the Giants...
And, you did?
Yeah.
When did you work for the Giants?
I worked with the radio and then sidelines a couple years.
When's Jackson Dart coming on?
Yeah. Well, Jackson Dart likes my videos, so we'll see.
Good.
And I got an in and out the offensive line coach. But I can tell you for 1 o'clock games, they do have, for the media, an omelet station.
For real?
Mm-hmm.
For the media?
Media food got an omelet station, yep.
And yet it hasn't changed the coverage of that team one bit. If I was the Giants, they should be asking questions
right. Like Liam Cohen right. guy. That's what they should be asking. Why is Pat Leonard so angry? He gets omelets every Sunday.
If you're giving Pat Leonard an omelet station, he should write some nice things about Joe Shane. By the way, Joe Shane, not a bad GM.
Keep those omelets coming.
I can't believe that.
Yes, omelets.
So I covered the Cleveland Browns before they moved, and I covered the Eagles and traveled with them. In Philly, the media got hot dogs.
Okay.
Which is kind of standard. That's like standard media fare back in the day. Cleveland, we did not get hot dogs.
No.
Nothing.
Nothing?
No, there was like a community soft drink station.
Okay.
And you could drink.
Yeah.
You know, like soda and that kind of stuff. Yeah. No food at all.
No, Giants do it up, man.
Yeah.
They have the omelet station, then they have the typical like eggs, pancakes, sausage.
For the media?
Yep.
Boy, if I'm the Giants and no one's written a single positive article about the Maras, the Tishes, or how we run our business in a while, I would cut the media off. set up my meeting with the Giants, will you please? I would say... It's not our job to feed you. Mm-hmm. So here's what we'll do. If I'm the Giants now, because I don't play with that, I bring a concession stand into the media area. You want something, buy it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what the Yankees do.
That is what the Yankees do, yes.
Yankees have a concession stand with a little bit more than, it's like hot dogs or sausage or peppers.
No, it's like a buffet
but,
type thing.
You got to buy it.
Yeah, you got to pay.
That's right. You pay for it. Yankees aren't messing around.
Nope.
So if I'm the Giants, I tell Pat Leonard and his crew... No more free food. No more free food.
Now, I worked for the Giants, and it wasn't the media. I didn't have to pay. I'm assuming it was free for everybody. Pete would know better than
I do. It's free for everybody, but to be fair, I went to Denver this year in Vegas, and they do it right. They got a lot of...
But it's not their job to feed you.
They take care, but they take care of everybody. It's not just media back there too. Post Malone was walking back there one day. Like there's a lot of people.
So you
that
got
are
to eat
there.
With Post Malone ate.
Sometimes, yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Post Malone should be fed.
Yeah, Post Malone should be fed.
That's right. He's probably singing the anthem or something like that.
Pre Malone too. Both.
Yeah, both Malones. Yeah, both Malone. Moses also, for that matter. That's interesting. But, and by the way, if you stopped feeding the media, they would throw holy hell. Oh. It would be like a 5-year-old brat that didn't get his or her Christmas gift. It would be, and I love Pat. I'm just using him because I like him and we're friends.
Yeah.
But if you told the New York media, we're no longer feeding you on game day, there would be a riot like at Rikers.
Yeah. You can't give it and then take it away. Can't do that.
I think you can, though. Like, what's the upside of us feeding you a nice meal? You kill us every day. Back to hot dogs. Start writing nice things. Maybe we'll go to sausage. Write back-to-back nice articles.
Yeah, you get... Yeah.
I'll slip in a soft pretzel.
Nope.
Yeah, that's all.
Free omelet station. Love it.
That was crazy.
That was my favorite part of working for the Giants. I got the omelet station.
I bet it was. Okay, now, here's the question.
Yeah.
Can you go egg whites on that, or is that like a crazy request?
I don't remember.
Would you be viewed as...
They have the eggs.
Come on, man.
Yeah, they weren't cracking the eggs right there. It was like one of those things where they had it in like...
Oh, the liquid. Yeah, it's not real eggs. It's garbage.
Yeah, I don't... It felt like real eggs.
They're not real eggs.
The eggs, the scrambled eggs and the big, like...
If they're not cracking the egg, it ain't a real egg, brother. There's a reason they're not cracking the egg.
Because they don't have time.
What?
It's time consumption.
How many guys are waiting for the omelet? Greedy bastards.
It's a line of like 25 people at a time.
Don't your wives make you breakfast before you leave the house?
Why would they when I know I'm getting an omelet for free?
I guess that's a fair point.
I'm getting a free
omelet. Honey, I'm
going
to breakfast. The Giants are feeding me today.
Yeah, and they have all the, like, you know, peppers, onions, and ham. Cheese, like the whole pitch.
Whole thing.
Whole thing.
Full on wedding style.
Fantastic. I gotta give the Giants credit.
808. What do the Jets give you?
I don't know.
I've never gone to a Jet game as a member of the media, so I don't know. Last time I was with the Winter Brothers, and we're in that, you know.
I mean, do they have the same deal? It's the same building.
No, it's a different, that might be true. Delaware Northern, I think, is the company that does all the concessions at MetLife.
Yeah.
You know, not the, what you call it. that does Citi Field, and right. the Yankees have their own at Yankee Stadium.
Right.
The partnership with the Cowboys.
Dallas, yeah, with the Cowboys.
Yeah. But Delaware Northern is the company that runs concessions.
I don't know.
But that doesn't mean the Jets like the media.
No, I don't know if they do or not.
Like, if I'm the Jets, screw you. I'm not giving you eggs. I'm not.
All right.
I'll give you cold hash browns if you want. That's about the best I can do. I know we got to take your calls. We went off on a tangent there. That's Chris's fault. More, much more coming up in just a second. Hang on.
This Fan Focus is sponsored by Chef IQ. Precision cooking, effortless results. Effortless results. ChefIQ.com. I don't know if we're going to get to it, but there is some Yankee news. I'm just going to leave it at this. I'm going to leave it at this.
Volpe is the starting shortstop?
I hope not.
Okay.
I hope not. Bellinger, don't give me this nonsense that they've moved on from
Yankee?
Him. No, they're not yet. This is what the Yankee
Dante
offseason.
Dante Bichette's coming out of retirement to play with his son.
This is it. Sign Bellinger, he'll come down from the ridiculous number. Trade for Nico Horner. Chicago might be willing to move him.
Maybe.
Trade for Freddie Peralta. You do those three things. You're the good. Yankee fans will love you.
Okay.
That's it. That's what I want.
You
those
want to
are the
call
three
the
things.
Yankees up and tell them?
Text your guy Boone.
Well, I'll text Steinbrenner.
Bellinger, Nico Horner, Freddie Peralta. We're good.
Okay.
That's all I need.
Got you.
We're good.
Got it.
That's my focus. And this Fan Focus was sponsored by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.